Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And good Saturday morning. Welcome in to what is going to be a beautiful weekend weather-wise. Boy, some gorgeous weather we've been having. A little chilly in the mornings, but kind of warms up in the afternoons. No chance of any rain. We've got some good conditions out there. And boy, turkey season is in full swing, at least for hunters in Mississippi and Alabama and Georgia. Unfortunately, not in Louisiana. We still got a couple of weeks to go before the turkey season gets underway, and what a shame that is. We're missing out on some great gobbling action. Well, we'll talk about that another day, but today we got a lot of events going on. We have the 17th Annual Louisiana Sporting Clay Shoot to benefit the Chartwell Center for Autistic Kids. That's going on at Covey Rise. Gets underway about 8 o'clock this morning. Over at Archbishop Hannon, the Lady Hawk softball team is featuring their Wild Game Feast. That'll be at the high school in Covington from 1 p.m. to 5, and we've got lots of upcoming calendar events to share with you. We also have the final results of our outdoor opinion poll question. We were asking you last month if and to what degree feeding waterfowl is affecting the migration. Well, we've got some interesting results on that. And we have a new poll up on my website if you want to check it out, dealing with speckled trout regulations. That's at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. You're going to find recipes and lots of other information there. Oh, we got some live reports coming up. We'll get some phone calls from some of our field reporters. Plus, I made a trip to Delacroix. I missed out on an early big trout bite with Captain Ahab down there. He whacked him the day before, early in the day. Of course, when I go out, usually when I'm doing the Fish and Game Report, I have to get in by about noon because you actually see it that night on WBRZ Channel 2 in Baton Rouge and WWL Channel 4 in New Orleans. And in order to do that, I got to cut my trip short. But I believe the bite has moved a little bit later in the afternoon, but it's really a good sign that some speckled trout are finally starting to show up in that Delacroix area. We did get an easy slot size limit of redfish, though. You'll see some of that action. You can check it out on my webpage. It's all there. And we've always got a story about bad boys. We've got three of them from Belle Chasse, Louisiana, cited for multiple deer violations, including and threatening a public officer. That story coming up. Also, did you hear about the this is funny, and if you're a Facebook follower, you might want to check this out. They had a woman in Florida that's been harassing fishermen because they're fishing what she considered too close to her pier on a river in Florida. She was squirting them with water hoses and running them off. Well, they got together, and they're having a Fish Joyce's Dock Day today. They've got over 400 boats signed up. They're going to gather around the woman's dock to fish this morning, and they're going to be broadcasting it live on Facebook. So if you want to find out how that turns out, check it out. Pull it up on Facebook. Fish Joyce's Dock. She probably not even going to be home, I wouldn't think. Anyway, probably be a better thing if she's not. All right, I want to ask you this question. How did 2018 shape up as far as new Louisiana fish records? Well, we'll run down a list of those that did enter and got accepted. They'll be considered for the Louisiana Outdoor Writer Association Fish of the Year Award. And you're going to get to hear firsthand quite a fish story of a pending state record that was caught last weekend by my 8-year-old nephew, Drew Dubuque. He's going to be on the radio with us. We've got his photo up on the webpage. It's our weekly radio photograph. You can call or text him messages when he gets in here. Also on that More Outdoors show between 7 and 9, you can hear from the crappie psychic, Captain Clyde Foltz. He's on trail of some slab socolay right now. Give you some tips and advice because tis the season for the crappie for sure. Chef Philippe Parola is going to be with us. Martha Spencer, who is not here today, she's fishing offshore. And I went and joined Chef Philippe at Fred's on the River. And we were cooking up some nutria tacos and also some silverfin carp on the grill. We taped that this week. You'll see it on an upcoming episode of Bayou Wild TV. We're going to talk to Chef Philippe and get an update on that silverfin, those Asian carp invasive species. And we're also going to talk to a couple of chairmen for next Wednesday night's Rummel Beast Feast, and you're all invited. We're going to take your text here at 870-870. Coastal marine forecast looks like this. Couldn't be a whole lot nicer. Offshore today, east winds 10 to 15, about 2 to 3 foot seas. better tomorrow. Southeast winds lighten up a little bit, 5 to 10, 1 to 2-foot seas. Inside lakes and bays today, east wind 5 to 10. There'll be a light chop tomorrow. Again, even better, south wind 5 to 10, smooth conditions. Almost a foot, about 0.8 is your average tide range. And that Mississippi River, that pesky river, still high at 16.6 on the New Orleans gauge, but it is falling, and that's good news. Hopefully it doesn't rise again. All right, we'll be right back after this and get to some of those field reports for you. If you're headed out on a gorgeous spring weekend here along the Gulf Coast, we got fishing information you can use and put it to good use and bring home some fish. We're back to do it right after this time out on the outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. The trail and you're headed out to one of those places maybe like Campos at Shell Beach. Let's find out what Robbie's got to say about the fishing there this week. Hey, Rob, how you doing? We finally caught a weekend with some good-looking weather, huh?
Yeah, I tell you, man. It's I hope it's it. Yesterday, you know, the last couple of days, it's been blowing 15, 18 miles an hour. This morning it's dead calm. You got to get yourself out here and come fishing, man. So caught a few fish, believe it or not. Up the ship channel, still getting a few fish, but 3 miles up. These guys are fishing like 5 feet, 6 feet under a cark. On live shrimp, still catching trout in the ship channel, which is very surprising to me because we have, you know, we're inundated with river water. And let's not, you know, let's not kid ourselves. It's going to be around for a while. So, you know, I hear you talking about the pesky river, but it's here, you know. So we're going to have to be facing this stuff for a long time. Out on the out in the outer skirts of the marsh, they caught a few speckled trout over in Elwha. They caught in Bay Elwha where it makes the what point Lake Elwha and Bay Elwha. They caught some there. Your ticket is you got to find some clean moving water. We don't have a whole heck of a lot of tide ranges. You know, on the backside this moon now, so a tide range and a whole bunch, but I still think you're going to have enough tide range to catch some fish. So the key is you're going to have to find some pockets of clean water and look for some bait. Now, this is what the guy's doing over at fishing Lake Amity, Lake Amita, Petain Lagoon, Grand Lagoon, those areas right back here, Hopedale. They're trolling past the crab traps and looking for glass minnows because these trout, when they cut their bellies open, seem to be having a lot of glass minnows in them. So these guys are trolling past these crab trap caulks, you know, and finding the glass minnows and casting. They pick up two or three. They maybe pick up four or five, you know, and they'll put a box together like that. So, and then they'll go find some redfish and sheephead. So it's all a bunch of mixed boxes here. So you know, not coming in with just limits of trout or whatever. Everybody that's been fishing the last week here has just been putting something together. So with that said, you know, kind of like Yogi Bass says, you know, if you see a fork in the road, take it. Well,
that's a great tip on those glass minnows. And H&H, I believe, makes some baits that mimic the glass minnow, and that's a good bait to throw this time of the year.
Yeah.
Like your grandpa used to call them, the plugs, if you're using the plugs.
Right. You're using the plugs. That's exactly right. But, you know, but most of my fishermen that caught fish this week use live shrimp. So live shrimp seem to be the way to go, and we still have a few on hand. So you're coming down here this morning, and if you could get outside today, you know, if you want to go do the meat run, you know, reds and heads go, you know, from the Long Rocks out, I think today's going to be your day to do it. You know, take that opportunity and go do it if you want to go out there and just make a meat run. But like I said, and they caught those on dead shrimp, of course. You don't need live shrimp to go catch sheephead redfish, but like I said, if you want to come on out, make a left at that bridge, come on down and see us, man. We're waiting on you.
You know what's going to be interesting, Robbie? Maybe not today. It might not happen because that wind's likely to come up a little bit later on. But tomorrow they're calling for 5 to 10. And if that holds, you might get some folks running out, you know, Central, you know, Black Bay, out into those outer areas. And maybe those trout are trying to get away from a lot of that fresh water. And they may do pretty well out there.
They might. Like I said, I know – over the further east you go, like over towards, let's say, Caraco Bay or, you know, or Deepwater Pass where they caught fish last summer. You know, the river water's there over towards 9 Mile, 3 Mile. In that area, Illipete, it's three parts per thousand over there. So, because I got you know, friends have got oyster leases over there, and they've been checking this water religiously, trying to, you know, stay on top of what's going on over there with these oyster leases. And there's hardly any salinity in the water that way. And it's, you know, it's kind of shallow area. So the oysters are in jeopardy, no doubt. I don't know if we're going to get south winds and blow this stuff out like last year. I don't see it happening. You know what I mean? I just don't see it happening. But hopefully something happens where we don't lose all the oysters that's over that on that area. You know, it'd be tragic to have all that happen. But, where there's low salinity, you're not going to have much trout there anyway. So your ticket is to find some pockets of clean water, like up in Eugene, Crooked Bayou, Eugene, Stump Lagoon. That area still has some really clean water back there. So if you go back up in that area, I'm sure you could catch a few trout. You catch you a few redfish, and you could put some kind of mix box together. Shouldn't be a problem. So,
well, you know, Robbie, if you don't catch anything, you take your shrimp home and you cook them, and you enjoy that beautiful blue sky out there and nice, nice temperatures.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You can do that. And look, well, you know, you guys coming down, bringing your wife or girlfriends or whatever, make sure these girls are wearing some kind of protective clothing. The gnats are going to be bad. They were bad yesterday evening. The wind dies down. Oh, my God, they'll carry you off. So make sure you got either that or some good bug spray, and, you know, be prepared. That's all I'm trying to tell you.
Robin, do y'all sell a little gnat nets down there, the head nets in the little jackets?
No, we don't. But we used to have that at one time when we had before Katrina, we had the store. We had those. I seen someone down here. I don't even know where to get them, to be honest with you. But I am going to look into that.
Somebody is going to text me. Somebody's going to text me this morning and tell them. Somebody will text me and tell me a brand name. In fact, they're doing a commercial break. I may grab mine out of here, and I'll get the name on it and find out who it is makes it. Because, yeah, you could name your price down there, Robbie, when the nets are bad.
Man.
While you're at it, get a good case of Amber Romance, too, for the lotion.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Have it ready because it's coming.
Yes, sir.
All right.
So okay, Rob.
Next week. All right, my man. I hope
we'll see you then.
Good report for you next week. All right, my man. Bye-bye.
I hope so, too. Thank you. Robbie Campo down at Campo's Marina. Yeah, tell me, 870-870 is our text message line. Give me a brand name on one of those little gnat sets. I got one right here in St. Hubert's Cathedral. I'm going to dig it out if I got a chance and tell you what it is. Anyway, we'll be right back after this. We're going to try to catch up with the Louisiana man, Teofile Bourgeois. He's up next. Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And, you know, one of the most important tips that Robbie gave us was about dealing with those gnats. Boy, they can ruin your trip. And I did pull out my little gnat jacket. It's a jacket with a hood and a zipper across the front. I don't like to wear it because usually it actually gets you kind of hot if the weather's warm. And it does impair your vision. And it doesn't – you need the gloves to go with it, too. They make some of these mesh gloves to go because, boy, they love to get on your wrist. But – they can save you. I also like to use that Amber Romance lotion. You get it from Victoria's Secret. But somebody just texted me in and said that they think they have those at Academy Sports. But if somebody – I couldn't find a name brand on mine. I was looking for the brand, but it didn't have anything on it. So if you know where you can get a gnat suit, give us a text message, 870-870. All right, let's talk to Captain Teofile Bourgeois, see what he knows about gnats. Y'all don't have too bad of a problem over there in Lafitte. On occasion, they can get pretty bad, but, man, nothing like they are in Hopedale and Shell Beach area. That is the gnat capital of the world over there.
Yeah, they can keep that title. We don't want to fight them for that title. They can keep the gnat title.
No.
Yeah, if you don't know about a gnat, by the time they get in your hair and your ears and behind you, you'll rub diesel on you to get them off you, man. They are not a fun little critter. So, I mean, not – we do have them, but they're not like them guys. So it's been late afternoon, early morning, we get them here, especially when winds are down, like when it's foggy, they'll get a little crazy.
Yeah.
But it wasn't too bad, you know. But, I mean, like I said, yeah, the suit sounds you're talking about like a turkey suit, man.
It does. It is. It's kind of – it's all mesh, you know, and it's good to keep them off. You got to have really fine mesh because they're so small, they can get through just about anything, you know. Yeah. Well, so you on a turkey mission this morning, or are you fishing?
No, we're fishing, man. Actually, I flew four flights this week, and I'm actually flying today, tomorrow, and then I'm going to leave Sunday night and go try one more day because we got some bad weather coming from northwest winds, so I can't fly on looks like Monday, Tuesday, I'm going to be dead. So I went ahead and took the advantage and go ahead. We're going to try one more Thunder Chicken run. One more time, because so we're gonna see who. It looks like the turkeys are winning this game, so they are there. But I don't know. So we'll see, man. Maybe turkey hunting's not for this coon ass here. I don't know, man.
Well, you gotta have a lot of patience. You know, I know people that like to run and gun after them, and sometimes that's successful. But boy, it's a waiting game. You gotta have patience.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we'll try it out, you know, but we'll see. Well, I'll start off with giving you a little. Everybody wants to know where that dirty water at, you know. So yeah. You can look at some satellite imagery, and it's pretty crazy. I mean, it's so as y'all know, you know, the spillways are open. It's coming, you know, through Lake Pontchartrain, coming through Lake Bourne. And the question is, how bad is it in the sound? Because all my shrimper friends that work out that way, like, man, how bad it looks, you know. I said, well, Brighton Island is pretty much solid river water, you know. It's brown. Gosher is probably half and half, you know, based on wind direction, really controls it a lot. So you can say the outskirts of it kind of reaches like from Freemason. It makes a hook through Carlo and comes all the way straight to Brighton. Now, like, if the wind starts blowing hard at the west, that's going to change. That will blow that water just right into from North Island all the way up. That happened to us last time. You know, all the way up, the tip of the chain was dirty. So, you know, it's clear up there right now, but, you know, based on wind, so we had a little northwest wind, so that kind of concerns me. Today's supposed to be kind of southeast, southwest, kind of moving around. No fog to talk about, so no reports on no big trout yet, Don, but, you know, been catching a few trout, a few reds. Hard to find keeper reds. A lot of them are just too big. I went yesterday, and let's see, we probably caught maybe 20, 30 redfish. We didn't bring that home. We really wasn't intending on bringing that home, but there was, you know, the smallest one, probably 20 pounds, you know, so a lot of bull reds kind of cruising around, but you got to watch that murky water, you know. So, I mean, we like particular, you would say sight cast them. So I had one guy, actually, he fly fish, so he caught a bunch of fly rods, so he got tied. And then another guy, same thing, is sitting on the plane. Like, I had enough of these big fish, man. Where's the little fish? I said, not questions or not topics people normally talk about. You know, give me a small one. I don't want these big ones. And they were from Utah. So you even go to show you when people, you know, from another state, you know, the first cast was, oh, my God. And then, you know, I was like, man, my arm actually hurts. You know, so it's good. But like I said, no, I can't give you no big trout yet. So just catching some nice trout, some 2-pound fish. But I really, by this year, I would have had a bunch of, you know, over fives already in. But water's really cold. Got to wear waders. Honestly, very penetrating cold. So early morning is not a good deal. We're going to probably leave at 9 o'clock this morning, trying to let some of that warm up a little bit. But you got to chill out, meaning you go waist deep and you got to back off because it'll I'm not wearing neoprene, big, thick neoprene waders. Probably should be. Because it does get a little bone chilling. Now, I give you a report for inside the bayou. Now, same thing here. We're catching, you got some trout mixed in. Got a lot of redfish. So it's been really good. Still, your numbers on redfish are still coming in. It's better size inside. They're from, you know, 18 to 22-inch redfish. It's more of a feat right now. So a few big ones, but I still kind of promote, man. If you got something, you know, he's 24, 25 inches. You got a lot of little ones. Let them swim, man. Let them go out there and do their thing and let them keep this little circulation of fish, keep it happening. So still a few bass are coming in here, and that Sockaway kind of petered down. I ain't really heard too much on Sockaway, but I haven't been really hitting that too hard. But, you know, it's getting ready to close, though, Don. It's frog season. So frog is almost over. So last night, the tide was super low. Me and Ginger left at 8 o'clock. We got back at 12:45 this morning. And we picked up a few, but the water was so low, man. Even my mud boat with 200 horsepower in it, I had a time. And then last night, the first time that ever happened to me, I put my plug in from the back with a string on it in case it ever need to pull it. It was like, you know, take on water. Well, I was taking on mud because it was so shallow. Like, man, what's wrong? I'm like, oh, my goodness. So I had so much mud in my boat, the pump wouldn't pump it. So I actually had to get into the plug. Had come out. I must have hooked on a stump or something and yanked it out the hole. So we had mud slosh in the boat. I had to get in deep water, allow some good water to come in and slosh it around. And we just kept on frogging after that was done. But
it probably looked like frogs.
Oh, my God. We was muddy. Ginger had a jacket on the ground. It was mud. We had mud everywhere. And it's like once you get mud on you, it's just bad. But she's a trooper, man. Like I said, we caught a nice little mess. We just funky, man. So everything had mud on it, but we still got a few frogs. So we're all right. But like I said, just remember, y'all, it's getting ready to end. But like I said, it's not the prime conditions right now. It's still a little cool at night. But frogs out, man. You just got to get out there and get them. But it's just we got like almost right now a foot below tide. Below normal tide, it makes it, shallow.
With that big moon, you could almost see them without a light.
Really, well, that's what happened. When the moon come out, when the moon come out, they get really skittish. So Ginger got like a little love stick about maybe 30 inches long. And you better make sure you come at them hard because they are really spooky when the moon comes out. And the moon really didn't come out, I guess, for us. It got bright, I guess around, say, 9 o'clock. It started getting bright, 10 o'clock. And by 11, like, man, this moon was really hurting us because you see them, but get one shot at them, you better get them. So she was reaching out and touching. But y'all can check all this out, guys, like on newlandsfishing.com, see what's up, see the fishing report. We actually posted the pictures of the plane trips this week, see what's going on. We do have a few days open for early spring if y'all want to try to get it. Like I said, the big fish are going to be here any day. Maybe today's going to be the day, but we'll kind of see what's what. But on Tuesdays, guys, remember, it's Topio Tuesday at 6:30. We're doing a big giveaway, giving away some products, so check us out, see what's going on there. And also, if y'all are YouTube followers or want to be a follower, it's Cajun Life on YouTube. So you can check it out. And we're going to go. I'm going to probably go clean some frogs right now. I'll leave out here about 9 o'clock and have another fishing story for y'all for next Saturday.
We'll be waiting for it.
Yes, sir. All right, guys. Y'all take it easy, Don. We'll see you next
Adios.
Week, man.
All right, bro. All right, guys. There he goes. Captain Tofio Bourgeois coming back after this. Your text messages got a couple of leads on some gnat suits or bug suits, whatever you want to call them. Also, we're going to kind of update you on what's going on with the opinion poll. We'll be back to do that right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Now, let's check on some of our text messages. Toby's up and out. He and Brent are headed north on this spring morning. They're going to play a little game with some Mississippi longbeards. Good luck to you, Toby. Also, the rest of you turkey hunting in Alabama and Mississippi. Unfortunately, Louisiana, we got to wait till the goblins are almost over. All right, also the snake doctor. He's headed to Delacroix with the Hobie Kayak and the fly rods. Good luck to you. We had a great trip. Limited out by about 9:30, 10 o'clock on Thursday morning on some really good slot-size redfish. All right, we have someone headed off to, it's Roland Cortez, a professional waterfowl guide. He's going to Jackson, Louisiana. They got the Amite River Club Hunt Test stuff going on today. Here's someone that says you can get one of those gnat nets. It says, try Army Surplus in Slidell. Yeah, Jeff's place. He said they were available there. At least they were a few years ago. So hopefully they still are. And they've got some unusual stuff over there, so you might want to check that out. Have someone looking for a fishing report from Spanish Lake or Chico? Can you give me a text message if you can help this listener out and kind of fill them in on that? Let's see. We have a rig driver. He's got the Winn-Dixie rig. He's headed over to Florida, but he's listening to the show and says it's the next best thing to being on the water. That's Danny. Well, we're glad to keep you company and make you feel at home there, Danny. Someone says the bug shirt for the gnats. You know, those companies, I get a lot of companies send me products for field testing, and I don't know if it's the one that you're talking about, but I got a bug shirt that was sent to me, and believe me, it was no match for our mosquitoes and gnats here in Louisiana. All right, we're going to be right back after this quick 10-second pause for our stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we've got a new poll up dealing with speckled trout. If you tuned in last week, we had a pretty good conversation about the situation on speckled trout. A preliminary report by Wildlife and Fisheries says that it has been overfished and is currently overfished. And they're not sure yet. They're still rechecking data. It might be several months before they take any action on it, but there's a good possibility there could be some significant change in the regulations, and our opinion poll is dealing with that. I'll run down the list of options we've got for you a little bit later on, but if you want to check it out ahead of time, go to my webpage, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Com, and you'll see it there. All right, coming back after this, we'll see if we can get Captain Kirk, get him out of the Starship Enterprise and give us a fishing report on the Southwest Louisiana area right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And it's time to get a fishing report with Captain Kirk from Hackberry Rod and Gun. Kirk, how's it going out there this week?
We've had a good week over here, Don. In fact, the best week I can remember in a long time.
Well, you deserve it because it's been a long while since you had a
really good
one.
Tell me about
it. What was the pattern? What'd you catch and what were you using?
Well, a lot of trout were caught right up to the full moon. The last day or two, the bite slowed down a little bit after that full moon that changed the tides up. Most of the trout were coming from up north in the Turner's Bay area, throwing soft plastics, quarter ounce jigs, just tight lining it was the best. You know, that worked real well. I mean, some of the guys, they have live bait over here now. Live shrimp is available, which is, this is real early for that to be happening. So there's bait in the system. And I guess that's what, you know, of course that's what's bringing the trout. And
right.
A lot of flounder are starting to bite.
Wow.
They're in the mouths of little bayous and cuts, mainly on the incoming tide. And throwing gulp. To catch those, the little chartreuse 3-inch mullet.
What size are those trout up in Turner's?
They're keepers up to about 15 inches.
Mm-hmm. That's a good size fish for this time of year, for sure.
Yeah, not bad. I mean, three or four boats that came in with limits this week. I mean, that, of course, you know, our limit over here is 15, where you guys catch 25 over there. But still, I mean, last year we hardly ever saw any limits at all, and it's looking up. I mean, our water's really pretty over here right now.
Do you think that those speckled trout, the ones that are to the east of you, normally because of the high Atchafalaya, high Mississippi, are making that far of a trip to where it's kind of stacking the speckled trout up over there? I don't know if Wildlife and Fisheries has any data on fish traveling like that. At least speckled trout, as far as I know, they're kind of homebodies, you know?
Yeah, from what I saw on the, you know, they did a telemetry test over here, a telemetry study several years ago. In fact, my son did his senior deal in college on that telemetry study, and they pretty much stay close. They don't travel that far.
Right. We had it going here in Pontchartrain, and unfortunately they ran out of money, and it's sad when I cross Lake Pontchartrain and I see all of those buoys, you know, the ones that picked up the beep tones from the fish that had them.
Right.
And I participated in it. We caught fish and brought them to the mothership, and they surgically implanted the beepers in them, and then they released them.
Right.
It was going good, and we were getting a lot of good information. They ran out of money, and now all that expensive equipment is just laying out there rotting in the water. It's a shame.
Oh, that's sad. But they finished the study over here, and, I mean, that's what they concluded. I mean, these fish pretty much stay here. I mean, very few of them, a small percentage that went that left and went out into the Gulf.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Maybe some will show up with tags in them or something from that area, but I don't think that's the case. I don't think they go that far. I think maybe you're just going to have a good crop this year, and it's about time.
Yeah,
had a couple off years.
No doubt. I mean, it's good right now. You know, just hope we don't get a bunch of rain because, you know, we've had almost 4 years of just fresh water over here. And, That hurts things. But things are picking up, and it looks good. Still not many redfish showing up. I mean, they're here and there you'll hit some, but we haven't really had any limits of redfish, heck, in a month.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's going on with them.
What's the deal with the flounders? You know, they're endangered in most of the coastline. Right
yeah.
Now. Good that they're showing up over there.
Yeah, they are showing up. I'm thinking this because this water's cleaned up, and we have some salinity, you know, the salinity levels are up, so I'm guessing that's what's doing it.
Anybody targeting them, or is it just bycatch when they're trout fishing?
Oh, they're targeting them. Yeah, I had one boat came in with 30 yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's not accidental. He knows
no,
what he's
that's
doing.
Not accidental.
So how would you target flounder? Do you just look for flats and shelves where they would lay in ambush, that kind of thing, and combine that with clean water and bait in the water, and that could be the recipe, huh?
It's getting in the mouth of these little cuts and bayous, right in the mouth of them, or in some of the deeper bayous, get in a curve or, you know, a cut that goes back into the marsh. That they're staging right there and feeding on the bait coming into those places.
Yeah. Well, Kirk, all I can tell you is if I can convince Martha to come over there, we'd like to come make a fishing trip now that your fishing's picking up over there and get in on some of those speckled. I'm not sure I can totally convince her to do that, though. You know, she, I just got a text from her.
Over.
They went 2 for 2 on swordfish yesterday. Said the fishing's getting better
good.
Down there in Venice. So, yeah, we'll have to make a trip over there. We don't get to see y'all near enough, and we always have a good time when we come that way.
Yeah.
Well, Kirk, tell people how to get in touch with y'all if they want to get in on some of this fishing going on over there.
Oh, sure. We have a toll-free number for the out-of-the-area people. It's 888-762-3391, and our web address is hackberryrodandgun.com.
Still got the camera on the dock?
Still have the camera on the dock. Yes, sir.
And they can find that on your website.
They can go to our website. You can find that live camera, you know, when the boats come in, you know, sometime afternoon. You know, if you click and watch, you can see what's happening.
Well, hope the good fishing continues because we certainly got some good weather, at least for this weekend anyway. Y'all enjoy
it. Yeah, we do.
We'll see you next
it's
time.
About time.
Tell everybody hello. Tell everybody
good.
Hello over there for us. Thank you.
All right. Tell Martha hello. Okay.
I will. There he goes. Captain Kirk Stancil, along with Bobby and the brothers over there, run Hackberry Rod and Gun. What a great place. If you missed our Bayou Wild TV feature, go back on our website, bayouwildtv.com, and look it up. It's worth a listen how that family has held on to that business and watched it grow over the years and continue to be successful. Back with Darryl Carpenter, Grand Isle, after this. And Darryl Carpenter of RealScreamers.com joins us from Grand Isle. And, Darryl, I don't know if the winds were kind enough to you guys down there to let you get out and find out what's happening on the springtime trout bite, but any good reports this week?
Oh, yeah, Don. Yeah, earlier this week was really tough. I mean, it was one of those deals you wake up every morning, it was 18 to 20 miles an hour, but it would die off some in the afternoon, so we were able to get out. Earlier in the week, we still had that slug of muddy water. I went specifically, had one request for sheephead, went specifically looking for them, and, man, it was cold and muddy, and they had left. They're catching them real good offshore to close-in rigs right now. But we were able to salvage trips out of it. Now, we didn't really try for trout. The conditions just weren't right, those big bays and so forth. Plenty of redfish, but all that changed yesterday. We got the break from the wind came yesterday, and I got reports of trout being caught everywhere. No limits, you know, no big numbers, but some really nice fish, some big fish. I had a few of them. A couple of people I know caught fish up to 3 pounds. Just everywhere. The bays in the back, the oyster reefs in the back, the rocks up front. On the beach side, the key was live shrimp, and that's been a little bit difficult to find at times. We had plenty this week on my trips, but live shrimp, and it varies what the fish want, whether they want it on the bottom or under a cork. You just got to kind of play with it, and you know you got to succumb to their wishes, because if not, you're going to be on the losing end of it. So
yeah.
It turned out to be a good week. Now, like I said, we had to do some crazy things, you know, what we consider out of the norm. We some days we didn't leave till 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. So we caught that midday calmness. And you know, with that bright full moon, I don't think those fish are real aggressive in the morning time anyhow. I firmly believe they feed all night long as that big porch light's on.
I'm with you. You know, and it, not only fish, but it also affects wildlife too. You get a full moon, the peak periods of activity are going to be middle of the day and at midnight. And the mornings
yeah.
and evenings, which usually are the best, that doesn't turn out as well, and I experienced that myself this week. Let me ask you this. Since the live shrimp is tough to get, how about pogies? Are they available if you bring a cast net? You know, you and I have done that down there. Oh, when they get those pogies, they love them when they're available.
I haven't seen any yet in my spots. You know, it might be a little bit early, the spots that
yeah.
I normally cast net in. I have seen the pelicans starting to dive, so something's in there. I haven't really gone and looked yet. I went and pulled for my own shrimp, and I had plenty of shrimp for live bait, and, man, that was a trip. And, look, just to reinforce, they get more active toward the middle of the day at a full moon. We had bull redfish, you know, bull-sized fish, 25 to 28 inches, that during the morning time, they were biting real sluggish. But man, when it hit that 2 o'clock in the afternoon, those live shrimp, those live shrimp were dancing all over the surface of the water with big 25-inch redfish coming out of the water like tarpon chasing them.
Love to see that.
Yeah, and you know, when it started, I reached back and I'm like, where in the hell is my GoPro? It does no good sitting on the kitchen counter.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But I think it might be a little bit. We did catch a few really nice bait-sized pogies in the shrimp trawl, but you know, those were few and far between, and they're in way too deep of water to be cast at it. But I think it's a little bit early for that.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, tell folks how to get a hold of you, Darryl, if they want to get in on some of that action down there. It seems like the weather, once it straightens out, man, could be a banner year down there.
Well, you can, you know, I'm listed on your site at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Ours is realscreamers.com, or just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288.
All right, catch a bunch today. We'll see you next week.
Have a good one.
That's Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com. All right, coming up second hour, we're going to check in with Captain Mike Gallo. He sent me a picture. Haven't had a chance to look at it yet. Brendan Bayard with the paddler report for you kayakers. And our plastic man, Ryan Lambert, joins us, plus a whole bunch of other stuff in between. Also coming up later, we're going to talk to my nephew, who could be a Louisiana state record holder for striped bass. All that and more to come on Outdoors with Don DeBute, Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.